Roxanne, and Create Abundance Now. We are here to share knowledge, knowledge that helps create understanding in our global community that we share here on BBS Radio. And today, we have a special guest. We have a special show lined up. Our special guest is Allie Fees, and she's going to be available for you for the next 55 minutes to do call-ins about anything you may have questions on. Allie is the owner of Gypsy Girl Press and the author of Gypsy Magic for the Lover's Soul and Gypsy Magic for Prosperity Soul, the first two books of four from the Gypsy Magic for the Soul series, both of which are published by Allie under the name Gypsy Girl Press in 2006. With her website, Gypsy Advice, she has her monthly newsletter, Numberscope, the syndicated advice column, and weekly podcast, Ask Allie, as well as their well-read blog on soulmates, the metaphysical, and spiritual topics. Here today, my special guest and a huge rising star in the psychic community, Allie Fees. Hi, Allie.
Well, hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
God, I'm so excited you are here. Let me give out some toll-free numbers and some direct line numbers. I want people to start calling in and talking with you. And when you call in people, just if you hear us talking, don't hesitate to interject and start asking Allie any questions you may have about your life. The numbers are 1-877-876-5227, and that's in the USA. Once again, 1-877-876-5227. Oh, this is so much fun. And direct, if you're in the Paradise or Mount Shasta area, it's area code 530-876-3222. So, hey, Allie, tell me what's up with your new projects and how are things going with you?
Well, besides it being very cold here in Ohio.
I hear you.
We're good with cold, but 1 degree doesn't really work for us.
Right.
But, you know, being inside does give me plenty of time to work on my OBE sex book.
And, okay, explain to everybody what OBE, because some of us, I'm a very acronym-disoriented person.
Well, OBE means different things to different people.
Okay.
It's mostly associated with out-of-body experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But I associate it for this book as out-of-body ecstasy.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It's astral, dream, and telepathic connections.
Mm.
And I've been working on this book now for a little over a year.
All right.
I have a companion blog that goes with it.
A blog site.
A blog that's off of my gypsyadvice.com site.
And if you send that link to me, I can make that available to the community through the BBS website that I have and my own website, createabundancenow.net.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
You bet.
I'm logging my experiences with OBE sex, and I'm also gathering experiences from other people.
Oh, great!
Now that I've opened up and I've let my experiences...
Hello,
I'm still here.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
I don't know what that was.
Well, I guess I should have warned you before that when every time I seem to do a show, something electrical messes up.
Oh, you're one of theirs. Some people do put off an electrical force field because their vibrations are higher than the average.
Yes.
And that would be you, wouldn't it?
That's me.
That's great, though, because that means that you're that much more powerful with the readings that you give people. We know that you're able to really get out there and see your energies are just tremendous.
You know, and I like doing that, too, getting out there and doing readings for people.
Excellent.
And I was at a convention last September. Maria Shaw does conventions, and I went there to do readings and do some workshops.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel that my energy was very high going in.
Right.
It was amazing that the amount of people that came up to me saying that they were drawn to me because my energy was so high.
Oh, yeah.
And the amount of electronical mess-ups that happened every time I went someplace. Which was interesting as well. So,
now you know what? A lot of us that have these gifts. Hello,
I'm still here.
Allie,
is there somebody there?
Yeah, there's someone here.
Go ahead.
And I'm Kathy from Ontario, and I'd like to speak to Allie.
Go ahead, Allie.
I'm right here.
Hi, Allie.
Hi there.
I'm going through quite a bit of trouble just now with a will. It's been almost about a year and a half. My husband passed away about a year and a half ago, and it seems to be going on and on. And I just would like to know if any kind of insight that you have on it would just make me happy to know that something has been on, something positive is happening.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Roxanne, can you hear her okay?
Not very well, actually, no. The best we can do is turn up our phone connections and talk a little louder. It's the way that we'd have to do the three-way calls.
I've turned mine up as loud as it can go.
Okay. So get closer to the telephone, ma'am. What's
okay.
your name?
It's about a will. My husband passed away about a year and a half ago.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Her husband passed away a year and a half ago.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering if you could have any insight on what's happening with the will, with my husband's will.
With his will.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With his will.
And you're from the UK?
I'm from Canada.
Oh, you're from Paradise. Excellent.
Ontario, yeah.
Good to hear.
Thank you.
You know, when I concentrate on the will, all I can see a lot of brick walls.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. In order for the will... Have you seen the will? Because I'm showing, like, a fog around it. Have you actually seen it?
To my advantage, the will is just, it's not appeared. And if it don't appear, it means that I will be the Zetrix to this date. So there's kind of controversy on this will. And so far it hasn't shown up, which is good for me.
It hasn't shown up. Because the reason I ask, because I keep seeing that fog around it, it's when I can see bricks and I can see a fireplace. Mm. Is there a fireplace in your home or a place where your husband frequented?
No.
No. Because I don't know why I see a fireplace or if somebody had it and they burnt it.
Oh, okay. That would make sense.
Because the will has a lot to do with the fireplace, but he should have given a copy to a lawyer.
I did, yeah. I gave a copy to a lawyer, and it wouldn't stand up in court, which is good for me. But I have a daughter, a stepdaughter, and she is trying to prove that the will is the original will, which it's not the original will, it's a copy.
It's going to eventually work its way out. As you're speaking, I'm only getting every other word, so if I...
She doesn't have a copy with her daughter.
Okay. There's a copy with her daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the copy is with the stepdaughter.
Or the stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm.
The stepdaughter. And the stepdaughter is saying that it's not the
original.
The original. And
yes.
So she's trying to disprove it.
Mm-hmm. She tried to prove that it is the original will.
Okay. What my guides are saying is that it's going to take quite some time to get things settled. At least another 9 to 12 months.
Oh, boy. Really? Oh,
but
okay.
The key is you have to keep after it. Mm-hmm. And the more proactive you are in getting things done, the sooner things will come to a conclusion in your favor.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, the stepdaughter's wrong. I can understand her hesitation of wanting the copy of the will you had to stand. But... she's very wrong in her perspective. The will she is thinking of was one from way back.
That was right, yeah.
And he updated it. So give yourself another 9 to 12 months and be very proactive.
Okay, I'll do that. That's fantastic. That really helps. I know this may be silly, but while the will is still in progress, I would like to be the trustee to the estate. Could you say anything on that, me being the trustee to my husband's estate?
Museum?
I heard none of that.
Yeah, I couldn't understand it either. Could you repeat that?
I'm sorry. Could you see any outcome of myself being the trustee to my husband's estate?
Oh, she wants to know if she's going to be possibly the trustee of her husband's estate.
I think actually somebody will be appointed, like a lawyer. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting anyways.
That's what you're getting? Okay. Okay, that's fantastic. I'm glad that at least anyway I know something is going on, right?
Yes, something is moving, although very slow.
Yeah, very slow. Thanks so much, Ali. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have
so
a great
much.
Day. Thank you so much.
Okay, namaste.
Namaste to you as well. So that's that was great. Thanks, Ali.
Oh, it's not a problem. I can't believe how what a hard time I had hearing her.
It happens with three-way calls.
I'm trying
it's
to
just part of the technology. So once again, the numbers to call in are 877-876-5227 in the U.S. and 530-876-3222 if you're calling from Paradise. Or if you're calling from Mount Shasta, and Allie's here to answer any and all questions you may have on readings of, you know, romance readings, financial readings, I'm guessing, right? Is that
yeah.
financial?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I cover everything.
You cover everything. That's right. Sex, if they want to know more about, you know. And that's another thing. Well, we've got a second before anybody calls back in. You've got a show that you're going to be doing?
Yes, I'm going to be starting a new show here in March called Sex with Ali.
All right, and is it not on BBS here?
That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping. We're still connecting.
So are we. We're hoping for you to come on board with us.
It'd be great.
Tell us more about what that's going to be about.
Well, it's going to be a show that airs every other week,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to have a variety of topics dealing with sex.
Great.
Of course, I'll have different sex experts on and authors about different sex books.
Good.
I'm also going to have sex toy reviews.
Great.
Positions of the week.
Positions of the week. I love it.
I'm going to talk about OBE sex.
Yes.
Sex in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to have a little fantasy corner. Where people write in about their fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
And I will pick one or two to read, of course not saying their real names.
Of course not.
And whichever fantasy, I guess, I feel is the best, or maybe I'll have the listeners vote on it,
ooh.
they'll win a free toy that week.
Oh, boy. I, for one, am going to be listening. People don't know this about me out there, but this is actually something I find quite interesting.
Well, this show was born out of not only my interest and research in OBE sex, but I also help run Whispers Media, which is an erotica audio company for women.
Oh, wonderful.
And on that site, with that company, I should say, I write Pillow Talk, which is a blog.
Oh, I've heard of Pillow Talk, actually. Even before you told me about it yesterday, I'd heard of it.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I do sexual question and answers. I do sex tour reviews and different erotic events. And I also do a sex chat on the L Word every
other
week.
The L Word?
Yeah, the L Word,
which
every other week.
What's the... Oh, the O Word.
No, the LL. The show on Showtime?
I'm not familiar with it.
It's a wonderful show that revolves around love and sex and lesbians and their partners and their families.
Oh, okay.
It's a great show. But
yeah, I haven't had multimedia cable for a while, just the standard cable, sorry.
Well, actually... plug here for Showtime. They actually have it online now.
Great.
So you can go online to Showtime and watch their episodes from all their different series.
I'm going to do it today.
So, anyways, I do that every other week in the L Words virtual world in Second Life.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I talk about sex a lot.
You know what, though? Let me say, and to anybody listening out there, we don't get enough conversation on this subject in this country. I mean, I think we're the only country in the world that is uncomfortable talking about this openly.
Oh, I can't agree more. And not only as a country are we uncomfortable about it,
mm-hmm.
but women in this country are extremely uncomfortable chatting about it.
Oh, that's so, you know, such a disservice because, you know, and I'll be honest with you, as a coach, I've also been a counselor for many, many years. I can't tell you how many times I dealt with women who had never experienced orgasm.
And I think that's a crime.
I do too, actually. And we worked on the issue and helped them get past the emotional aspect and maybe even the mental aspect. You know, sometimes it just boiled down to not feeling like they, you know, had the feeling of deserving to own it. I mean, my God.
Oh, I know. Yeah, and the mind is the biggest sexual organ we all have.
Yes, it is, actually. And I was going to say that, too. You know, the erotica, I actually wrote erotica at one time. It's one of my favorite art forms. It is an art form, really.
Yes, it is.
And it's such a beautiful, creative art form. And to me, that there's nothing, I don't find anything wrong about that. I find it actually to be much more normal.
Yeah.
Than, you know, anything else. I mean, it's an expression of not only, you know, your physical being. It's an expression of your spiritual being. It's an expression of your mental being. It's your entire beingness. I mean, sex and orgasms, this is all a part of our actual beingness in this world.
Yeah, it's our makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, having sex and having orgasms, whether you're with a partner or you're with yourself, it enhances your energy field.
It absolutely does. You know that they've actually done studies on that, and we will live longer the longer we are able to achieve orgasm. I mean, I read once that the Chinese believed that if a man had, you know, too many orgasms, that he was letting go of too much of his chi.
Right.
And that eventually he would lose all of his chi. Well, I'm here to tell you people that's hogwash.
Yeah, it is hogwash.
You can have all the orgasms you want, and you should have plenty, because that's really, truly, that's what's going to help to keep your heart rate up and keep your cholesterol down. It has been proven to lower cholesterol.
Well, you know, funny you say that. Being a sex toy tester, mind you, you know, obviously I test one a week, and my cholesterol's very
low. I'm jealous.
Low.
I am. I am. I'm always down at the store down the street, Taboo. Love the place.
I love my job. I love all my jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
you get paid for this. I love it.
My cholesterol's very low.
There you go. See? That's what I'm trying to say. It helps to increase the heart. The heart's a muscle.
Mm-hmm.
It increases the ability for the heart to pump blood to the other organs, including your brain. Get this. The more orgasms you have, the more alert you're going to be.
And that's nice, too.
It's true. It's absolutely true. I've been a massage therapist for over 20 years. I have a medical background. I can honestly tell you, it is true. So,
well, I'll have to have you as a guest on my show.
Oh, gosh. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
I would love that. And speaking of which, anybody and everybody, please do feel free to call in. Ali's here to give us her advice, psychic and otherwise. I don't want to say that you truly call yourself just a psychic, because I'm not sure, and everything I read about you, you use a lot of different vehicles.
Yeah, I like to consider myself a personal intuitive advisor.
That sounds good. I like that, because psychic is so used. That word is so used.
It's overused, and it brings up an image of Miss Cleo.
Yeah.
You know, and people tend to run.
Yeah, you know, she didn't mean to. She bless her heart.
But, you know, she defrauded people, so.
Yeah, bless her heart.
So there you go. But, yeah, I use a lot of different vehicles. When I started, I started giving readings for other people, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to use tarot cards, maybe runes or numerology, something tangible that helps the other people, you know, the person I was giving the reading to, be more in tune with the reading.
You can maybe do one for me real quick. I'm a 9.
You're a 9 life path?
I am a 9 life path, and I am, let me think, March 6, 1962, so third month, sixth day. I'm a 9 psychic number 2. So I'm a double 9.
You're a double 9.
I'm a double 9, right. And I'm with a partner. My partner right now is a 5, is his life path, and let's see, October, so that's the 10th month, 28th day, so that's 1 and 2 is 3, and 3 and 8 is 11, so that's what, a 2?
A 2, so
two psychic and 5 life paths.
Yeah, and he's also stable, yet he wants change.
All the time. He's a Scorpio. Are you kidding?
Well, yeah. Well, adding the Scorpio part onto it, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But fives always crave change.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah. They're always out for something new, whether, you know, it's a new food or a new place to visit.
Oh, yeah. See, he's always talking about, you know, we need a home here and a home there and a home there. He wants to have 4 different homes in 4 different parts of the world.
Yeah, yeah. That's his need for change. And then twos deal a lot with cooperation and, you know, they're great friends. They're like the cement in things.
Four-hearted, right.
Exactly. And you, Miss Double Nine, which cracked me up.
You knew that about me, I can tell.
But that fits you, because nines, you know, humanitarian, they're always out, you know, trying to help the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's most definitely you.
Yep.
Very, very social, very romantic, sensitive, creative.
Yeah.
Nines are wonderful.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, and so are you.
Yeah.
Nines can be, they can be a handful, though, because I know that I've got a lot of energy I have to keep control over.
Well, yeah.
And the leadership thing that comes along with it, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, we all have, that's your cross to bear.
That's true.
We all have... Lord knows we have plenty of, I have plenty of crosses. I'm a three.
Oh, that's my, you know what, that's one of my most compatible numbers.
Well, there you go.
Three and nine make such a great combination in business or just as friends, yeah.
And it's the very creative aspect of us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My problem is, one of the big things of a three is you have too many irons in the fire.
Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so. That's why you need a nine in your life, because nines can be so detail-oriented when they put their minds to it.
Yeah, I'm not very detailed.
I am.
I'm the bigger picture type person.
Well, you know that, me too. I'm global, but yet detailed. It's odd because, you know, I'm an artist and a psychic and intuitive, if you will. I've been doing all that stuff my whole life, but I was an accountant at one time and I really loved it.
Hey, I went to college to be a CPA.
Oh, see? See? Oh, that's the thing. In the human existence, we run the gambit. It's an interesting scenario. We all run the gambit, I really think. If we're working this life the way the way that the life works the best, we're running the gambit and we're doing all kinds of different things all the time, and we're changing and we're shifting.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Awesome. So,
yes.
Just to refresh, anybody that's out there that's got any questions for Allie, 877-876. 5227. That's in the U.S. In Canada, if you're listening to us in Canada, it would be 888-815-9756. And locally in the Paradise, Mount Shasta area, 530-876-3222.
Now, I know they're out there because
they
get plenty of questions for the Ask Allie podcast and column.
What are some of the questions people ask you?
Oh, gosh. A lot of them deal with love.
Yeah, everybody wants love. That's why we're here today, to help people with their love. Right.
But, you know, the one problem I've noticed with the love questions mm-hmm. is they're always looking for somebody else to make them happy.
Oh.
Who's that one person who's going to complete my life?
Right.
Well, that doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
And people just don't grasp it. You know, Hollywood, as much as I love Hollywood and movies, you know, have made it out that you need that other half in order to feel like a complete individual.
Right.
And it's completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Once, you know, as you know, if you're a whole person, then you'll attract a whole person.
Well, yeah, because you've balanced out your energy fields within. We talk about this all the time on Create Abundance Now. You balance out the energy fields within, and you let go of the negative energies, the negative emotions, the negative past decisions, all the things that aren't, you know, really, really necessary for you to live a truly full, positive, vibrating at a higher level life. Once you let go of all of that stuff, believe it or not, all that love comes within you. Your experiences of love, your experiences of all the things that you experience emotionally are your own individual, unique experience within yourself.
That's right.
Not outside. It's all within you. You know, that's actually getting back to the sex, you know, the idea of sex. That's
mm-hmm.
another thing about sex. A lot of people look outside themselves for their partners to help them create orgasms or to help them to be satisfied and fulfilled sexually. I've got news for you people. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. It's not at all.
No.
and it's also nice, of course, if you have a partner that you actually tell them. Once you discover yourself what gives you an orgasm, you actually tell your partner
mm-hmm.
instead of trying to make them
yeah.
guess.
Well, yes, of course.
That makes sense to us.
As a woman, and my preferred partnership is with a man, I love men. I really do, but I have to be honest. They're not good guessers.
No, they're not.
No. They need, you know, God love them, they need to have a little bit of a roadmap. And women, don't be afraid. go ahead and let them know what it is you want. And, you know, bring up the subject. Allie and I talked about toys.
Yes.
Bring it up and ask them what their comfort zone is. You know, maybe they aren't comfortable with certain types of toys. Go to the store and look around. There are all kinds of different toys out there. The little fingertip toys.
Oh, yeah.
Those are awesome. That might be something that's less intrusive for some men. You know?
It's a lot of men think they have to compete against them.
They what?
They have to compete.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's not for that. It's for enhancement.
Yeah, it's supposed to complement the experience. Not
exactly.
Yeah, not distract from it.
No, not distracting. Exactly. So there are all kinds of different devices. And most of the stores I've been to, in all honesty, the clerks are more than happy to help explain the process to you. They even put the batteries in and let you see what it's going to feel like once, you know, once you purchase it.
Right.
Everyone I've ever been to, so, you know.
And that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, another thing? Here's a great Valentine's present. To buy, you know, go to the store and go shopping together and find, you know, some toys that you really, really like. And then I suggest go over to the counter. There are a lot of different types of gels. One of my favorite is actually strawberry cheesecake.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Is that good? You know, so you get yourself some toys. You get the strawberry cheesecake. You know, you go down to the lingerie store. You get the lingerie. You both dress up. It's fun. It's great.
Yes, it is great.
Have a little dinner first, though, but not too much. Just a real light meal, okay, because you're going to be busy. You don't want to overeat. You don't want to undereat either. Low blood sugar, okay?
Yep, exactly.
Of course, you can always use some of the gel. That's got a little glycerin in it, and that will keep your blood sugar up if you need.
Yes.
Put in the right places, it makes even more fun.
And something else that's not a lotion,
mm-hmm.
Red wine.
Red wine.
Red wine,
yummy,
off the body is great.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Any particular, like Cabernet or Merlot or?
No, it doesn't. Whatever kind you like.
Mm-hmm.
But the drier seems better than sweet.
Because it's set off by the body itself. And
yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
So have some fruit. You know, there's fruit there. You know, have yourself a little smorgasbord.
Mm.
And you and your partner will be grateful for it.
Oh, God, I'm coming up with some great ideas for Valentine's Day.
Glad I could help.
Hey, no, yeah. You know, this is great. This is great. I've got some great ideas. You know, I hope everybody else is taking notes out there, too, okay? This is fun.
Yeah, this is fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I know you can't hear my son, but he's maybe a couple doors down in my house. And
mm-hmm.
He's out there acting like he's dying.
Oh, okay.
You know how seven-year-olds are.
Yeah,
you can't
come in when mommy's on the air.
Yeah, well, that's what I told him. I said, under no circumstances can you bother me during this hour. So what is he doing?
He's bothering you.
But, well, he hasn't come closer because he knows better.
That a boy.
He's at the end of the hall. But with the questions about, with Ask Allie,
mm-hmm.
but that's most of it, about someone's going to make them happy. A lot of questions are about, you know, is my lover going to leave their spouse?
Oh, so extramarital affairs.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of them. And
you know, that is interesting. I get a lot of that in my coaching, too. A lot. I do transitional work more than anything, job changing and relational changing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, I would have to say no.
Absolutely.
Because if a person is getting the best of both worlds, they're not going to close one door.
Exactly. Besides that, think about what value you have as a person. What are you sending out to the universe as far as how you value yourself when you're with somebody that's heart's already been committed to somebody else? The energy that you're sending out and your value or how you see yourself as being important in this world is being brought down energetically.
Yes. Exactly, so. And people get very upset when I tell them, no, look, probably not.
Exactly. But, you know, the thing is, Allie, I'll be honest with you, what we do for a living, we oftentimes don't tell people what they want to hear, but the thing is it's what they have to hear in order to make change. Change, I tell people every day, this is going to hurt a little bit. Change is not about comfort.
Mm-mm.
It's got to be a little bit uncomfortable. There's going to be some dissonance. There's going to be some moments where you think you're giving birth. That's good, because you are giving birth. You're giving birth to yourself. You're giving birth to your own ideas, your own freedom. You know, if you break yourself free from a relationship you're in with another person who's committed to somebody else, you've actually opened the door to allow your own true love for yourself to come in, because you're not loving yourself
exactly
on that level. You know?
Exactly. And then, you know, other parts of people's lives will fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've left that, you know, that portion of them that they don't love down, and the energy, the breakdown of the energy just seems to spread.
Right, and once they let go of that negative emotion and that limiting belief, if you ask me, it's a limiting belief that they don't feel deserving of a really true, loving, healthy relationship.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of what I do with timeline therapy with people, is help them let go of those limiting beliefs. And once they do, they find their life shifts almost immediately.
And for the better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, how can your life be truly, you know, at a higher level of vibration when you're, you know, being brought down because you're with somebody else who's with somebody else's, you know, whatever the chain of
the dynamic
is. I don't know. Anyway, what was I going to ask you? So you get a lot of love questions about that kind of thing. What other love questions do you get? What kinds of things are people asking out there? Because the phone's not ringing, but I know you guys are listening. So tell the people the kinds of questions they've been asking you.
Gosh, when it comes to love, is of course about soulmates.
Oh, yes. How do you feel about soulmates?
I think that the media has given a disservice to soulmates.
Yeah, me too.
Because people are thinking that their soulmate, of course, is their better half.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When not necessarily soulmates will be a lover, mm-hmm. In my belief, soulmates can also be a friend. They can be an enemy.
Oh.
Somebody in your family. A spirit guide, a pet.
Oh.
Soulmates incarnate in order to help each other through some sort of lesson.
Right, not your love soulmate.
That doesn't necessarily have to be a lover.
Right.
If you're lucky enough and do hook up with your soulmate who happens to be a lover,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't necessarily mean that things are going to be smooth. You know, that's another misconception. You know, things aren't, you know, all peachy.
Mm-hmm.
There's not as much fear and worry as there is in relationships, but you still have a lot of work together.
Absolutely, and life is work, so.
And it is, and as a society, everybody wants the easy way out.
Well, of course.
That's why they always think the grass is greener on the other side.
Of course.
Which is only green over a septic tank.
And we know why.
Yes, we do, don't we?
It's got the S word in it. I'm not allowed to say that on the air, but it's got the S word in it.
Yes, it does.
That's right. Oh, God.
But I get a lot of questions about that. And, of course, you know, career and money. People worried about their finances.
There are a lot of people worried about their finances right now. What do you tell them about that?
Well, most of the things that I see with the questions that are asked, people have already overextended themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have got brought into, you know, I have to have what they have.
Oh, yeah.
Type. And they have to buy this, and this because it makes them feel better, you know, going external again
mm-hmm.
for happiness instead of internally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they create, you know, a huge amount of debt. And people are getting so buried that getting out is such a chore.
Oh, no.
Now, when I got divorced, I found myself, you know, in that pit because of the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I took, you know, painful steps in order to get myself out of it, and
Damn.
I have. But
right.
it requires work. And,
mm-hmm.
again, like with anything else in life, people have to put forth the effort in order to get results. There's no magic button. Push. There's no easy button in real life like in Staples commercials.
I know. That's true.
But that's the most thing. And there's a website, the Dollar Stretcher.
Say again?
The Dollar Stretcher.
Dollar Stretcher.
Dollar Stretcher. I think it's .com, but I'm not entirely positive. They have a lot of money-saving tips on that website. I've been getting their newsletter for 10 years now.
Uh-huh.
And their advice has helped a lot in penny pinching times.
That's great.
And it's free, of course. So it's well worth trying out.
That's fantastic. You know, a lot of what I tell people is, I actually had this conversation with a family member just yesterday who is in lieu of foreclosure on their house. And, you know, he's got some job opportunities. And I told him, you know what, do what you have to do. Take the job opportunities. And I said, the first thing I would tell you to do as a coach, and I said, I know this is the hardest thing you've ever heard in your life, but I said, stop thinking about the house. And he said, yeah, but I said, no, look, you're a man, be a man, stand up and be strong and stop focusing on what you don't want. Focus on all the positive things. You've got a loving wife and children. You've got opportunities for abundance right now. People are offering you jobs. Take them, do them, work them, and be happy and grateful. And when that money comes into your hand, I said, actually stand there and hold on to it for a really long time and get that vibration of gratitude that just came to you and be grateful right back. I said, just keep doing that over and over and over again. And whatever you do, I said, forget about the bills. Because I said, the thing is, okay, look, move towards the things that bring you joy in life. Move towards the money. Move towards the gratitude people show you in the form of money. I said, the bills are always going to be there, but make sure they're behind you. Make sure you're not staring at them.
Exactly.
Look in the direction of the abundance and the joy and the love. Don't look in the direction of the lack. Whenever you look in the direction of the lack, the things that are missing, you're going to create more of them.
Oh, amen.
So stop it, people. Okay? It's out there. You know that. Stop it.
And that also goes with love as well. When
mm-hmm.
people are looking for that partner,
mm-hmm.
they're always
exactly.
focusing on the things they don't want in
yes.
somebody.
Not, they aren't saying it in the positive form.
No.
Someone is balanced. Someone
yeah.
is loving. Someone is honest. Someone is respectful. Because I'm respectful. I'm balanced. I'm honest.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you know, I try to tell people, say it in the what you want in the positive manner,
mm-hmm.
the good qualities. Don't focus in on the bad. If you want to put a bad in, make sure you spin it in a positive manner.
Exactly.
And say it like it's already here.
Exactly.
I have
yeah, now.
I have a respectful partner.
Now.
I have a loving partner.
Now.
Yeah. So you know that energy is created in the now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of in the future, that's something else I teach people about magic.
Mm-hmm.
When they're writing their own spells and doing and adapting magic or spells from other people's work, reword it so it's in the now. Because if you say, I want this, okay, well, fantastic, but it's going to be in the future someplace.
Right.
It could be the future a couple months. It could be the future a couple years, but it's certainly not going to happen right now.
Exactly. That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Oh,
hey, real quick, I wanted to ask you something.
Sure.
I was reading on your blog site about the out-of-body experience sex.
Yes.
The OBO sex.
Mm-hmm.
And I also read both of your books, and I want to say I love them both. The Gypsy Magic for the Lover's Soul and Gypsy Magic for the, what was it? What was the other
Prosperity
one?
Prosperity Soul, probably.
Prosperity Soul, okay. And I love the different candles. The recipes for the candles and the oils, and you gave all of the different steps to go through and processes and stuff. And I was reading on the blog site about the out-of-body sex,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, okay, now from what I was understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, now the out-of-body sex is a meditation that you do?
Well, there's the three types.
Okay, because I was confused when I read the books. I wasn't sure how to do that. I was like, I want to try this.
Well, see, you mentioned, I actually have four books. I must only send you two.
Right.
I want to send you, I actually have two more. One is Gypsy Magic for the Family Soul, and then the last one is Gypsy Magic for the Dreamer Soul.
Oh, I think it was Dreamers. I got Dreamers and Lovers.
And Dreamers is the one that I have oils and incense and spells in there to help you with the OBE stuff.
Oh,
that's the Dreamer's book.
Mm-hmm.
But for, like, for astral sex.
Astral sex. That's what I was reading on your blog site. It was astral sex.
It's the astral sex is, you know, actual astral traveling,
uh-huh.
which is conscious, and I do that during meditation.
You do that during meditation?
During
so,
meditation.
So,
and
you give directions on that in the book?
I give directions on it in the book, and there's also some directions on the blog. It's not the blog itself, but actually on the main site of Gypsy Advice.
Mm-hmm.
Under the out-of-body ecstasy section of Gypsy Advice, I give tips on how to do astral projection.
And all this information, by the way, you can find it at www.createabundancenow.net. We've got links for her, and we're going to have even more links coming up.
Exactly.
And off of the VBS website, if you link straight through Create Abundance Now, you're going to be able to have all that information. So tell me more about this. What's the setup for this? You get into a meditative state.
And for out of the three things that I've lived, the astral, the dream, and the telepathic, astral's the hardest.
Okay. Now, do you do a setup with any of the candles or anything like you do with many of the other things that you were writing about in the books?
Sometimes I do. It all depends, honestly, how much time I have. I like to be able to use the oils, mugwort or clary sage, in order to help with the astral projections.
And I
love candles and incense. It gives me a sense of calm. And when you're doing astral projection, you need to be calm.
Right, and mugwort's so powerful for the intuitive aspect.
Very much so.
Opens you up, and opens your chakras up.
And you're going to want your conscious mind to remember what your astral body's doing.
Mm-hmm.
The download is where the problem's at, and that's why most people, when they astral project, can't remember what happened.
Right.
It's that download part.
Mm-hmm.
But I do use the oils and candles in the incense when I can.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then I have some pillows, and I set them down, and usually I have a healing wand that I have, and I usually hold my healing wand and just separate that way and go.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's difficult when you're doing astral projection to get past the buzzing noise you hear in your ear.
Yeah.
When you separate, and some people, it feels like their stomach drops, like they're on a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Other people have headaches, there's body shakes.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to push through that.
Wow.
The dream sex is easy. Because,
really?
I mean, well, we all dream.
Right.
And dream sex deals with also lucid sex, learning how to control your dreams.
Oh. And you talk a lot about that in the book.
Yeah, and I talked a lot about it in the Dreamer book, and of course I'll go more in depth in the OBE book that I'm writing.
That's the one. And it was the Dreamer's book I got. I was reading about that, and I actually did a little bit of that, and it was amazing. I was actually able to remember the lyrics to a song I started writing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It had a great hook to it. Thank goodness. Well, the hook is everything in a song. The hook's what sells the song.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And then, telepathic sex, you don't really have to do anything, I guess, special in order to do it. You have to connect your mind with another mind.
Oh, like say my partner.
Yeah, and telepathic sex is the easiest to do, and my personal feel is also the most amazing because you're awake, your conscious mind is working, so you remember everything.
Oh, cool.
And during telepathic sex, when your partner is kissing your neck or doing whatever you want them to do,
exactly,
and vice versa, then your body responds instantly to it.
Nice.
And it feels like they're on you or their mouth is on you when it happens. It's an amazing experience. And at the end, either you'll have an orgasm during telepathic sex or you're going to have to go take care of it and have one.
Oh, there we go. That's it. Now, does this mean that people are actually traveling outside their bodies?
Yeah, people travel outside their bodies all the time.
Oh, they do?
They just don't realize it.
Okay.
Have you ever been dreaming or sleeping, I suppose, and you all of a sudden wake up with a boom, it feels like you fell, and you hit your bed?
Yeah.
That's the out-of-body dreaming. Your astral body is slamming back down into your physical body. And that's why it feels like you're falling.
I've also had experiences where I knew I was someplace else, and my eyes were open, and I was looking at different things, and I just kind of assumed I was dimensionally shifting.
That's also part of out of body.
Okay.
Yeah, out of body, you can go absolutely any place. You can.
That's what I thought. I mean, I know that it had to be like now because I could still see where my home was, but then there was something else. It was like I could see two different things.
Exactly.
When you become more aware, when your senses become more aware because you've let go of all the negative energies and all that stuff, you begin, I mean, the veils definitely begin to drop, and you can see, you know, multiple dimensions, and it happens to me, it usually happens to me between 5 and 7 in the morning, if it's going to happen.
Yeah, mine's like 5:30 in the morning, so yeah.
Yeah, isn't that something?
It is weird.
Oh, wow. We have something in common. Yeah. But, I mean, that's happened to me probably 5 or 6 times in the past couple of years, and I just, it's amazing when it happens. I write it down because it's just amazing. I can hear things, I can see things, I can feel the people around me. Sometimes they're talking, or sometimes they talk to me.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and no drugs are involved in this, in case anybody's wondering. No. None.
Yeah, no drugs.
None. Yeah, this is just, you know, your mind, your spirit, your essence, your aura. You know, we're so much more powerful beings than we give ourselves credit for.
Oh, I know, and the power is amazing when your physical body isn't limiting you.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, when you're out of body, there is no place you cannot visit.
Right.
Whether it be in the present or the past or the future.
Now, should people be scared of things like that? Because I've heard some people say that it's dangerous to travel outside the body.
Well, the problem is when you first exit a body,
mm-hmm.
you're in reality time, meaning if it's dark and storming outside, when you come out of your body, it's going to be dark and storming.
Okay.
It's not, the sun isn't going to be shining and birds twerping, you know, chirping away.
Right.
So if you know, darkness frightens you when you astral travel, then do it during the daytime.
Okay.
Because you'll come out and it'll be day.
Or do it someplace where the weather's nicer, like the Pacific Northwest, that we don't always have nice days.
And there you go. That's also very nice.
See? So, wait till spring.
Exactly.
Okay. Because I know I hear a lot of people say that you're not supposed to travel outside the body. I think, you know what I really think it is? I really think that people don't understand that the fear they have is the world around them, which is external, which we talk about, you and I,
mm-hmm.
and we read about and we teach about as coaches and trainers. The world outside, the external, the world that you're seeing, sends you a lot of messages, and you need to at some point realize that when they're based in something other than love or truth, which is what I truly believe, there's only love and truth, and the rest of it's just bull.
Yeah.
It's called fear. It's called sadness. It's called anger.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's based in fear, just let it go. You know?
It's not doing you any good.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. It's keeping you held back. It's keeping you held down. I mean, that's pretty much my whole thing with organized, I hate to say this, organized religion bothers me. I mean, I love the pundit to it, and everybody knows I'm very, you know, I believe in Christ and I believe in God, but, you know, the organizational part of it, as far as the religion,
mm-hmm.
scares the something out of people.
Oh, yeah. I was brought up Catholic, so, you know, I haven't set foot in a church in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, the big thing with organized religion and the politics involved in it,
mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody asks you, okay, where's God? Most people point up.
Right.
And if they ask you, well, where isn't God? Where's God absence? You look around, you well, God,
I'm not sure.
Nowhere. I mean, he's every place.
Exactly.
And if he's every place and he's part of you and you're part of him and you can talk, then why do you need to go into a little building and have somebody else tell you what he says?
You don't, because he's within you. He's all around you.
Exactly. Me and him, we have conversations when I'm in the shower, when I'm driving back and forth, and somebody cuts me off.
And that's the thing, too. People need to understand if you're astral traveling or if you're traveling outside your body, you're still that energy. That energy is God.
Oh, yeah.
It's omnipresent, it's omnipotent, and it's you. You are the creator. So.
And what's also nice, if you're out and about, astral, you know, out of your body,
mm-hmm.
and something frightens you,
mm-hmm.
just call for one of your guides or your angels.
Exactly.
They're there in a heartbeat.
Exactly. I've had that happen as an intuit, and I've had messages come to me that frightened me, and I just say, you know, please, more gently.
Yeah.
Somebody make this a little bit more gentle, because I don't like bumpy rides.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of bumpy rides. It hurts my back.
Exactly.
I got enough problem at 40. I don't need any more.
I hear you. So, everybody, understand, God's always with you. You're always connected to God. You're always one. Right?
Always.
Okay, and so having said that, have as much fun as you want. As long as, I mean, as long as you keep it, you know, sex, and we're talking about sex, and keep it, you know, keep it as healthy as you can and as balanced as you can. And
safe as you can.
As safe as you, yes, as safe as you can. Condoms, please. They do sell those at the shops, by the way, in multiple designs, colors, you name
it. And for those of you, if there are any lesbians listening,
mm-hmm.
this is something we brought up on the L Word
mm-hmm.
several months back. Sexually transmitted diseases do go back and forth between lesbians, too.
Right. Right.
So no matter what your sex, no matter who your partner is, always suit up.
That's right, and they do have devices for that. They have latex.
Yes.
Latex shields for that.
They sure do, and if for some reason you're in a pinch, Saran Wrap works.
Saran Wrap, there we go. Okay.
But it has to be Saran Wrap, that the actual brand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew about this a long time ago. And once again, go to the stores, buy the gels. They will let you taste them.
Yes, they do.
It's fantastic. They make a great Valentine's package. And Allie?
Yes.
Once again, give everybody all of your information because we're starting to run down on time.
Oh, gosh, already?
Mm-hmm.
I'm having too much fun.
I know it. Talking about sex is it's my favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
So give them your information real quick.
Well, gosh, you can find me lots of different places.
Okay.
For my personal advice and my blogs and what have you, you can go to www.gypsyadvice.com to buy my Gypsy Magic for the Soul Magic series.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to www.gypsygirlpress.net.
Okay.
The website for my upcoming sex show will be www.sexwithally.com.
I love it.
And last but certainly not least, if you want to stop by the erotica audio site, that would be www.whispersmedia.com.
Excellent. And you can find all of that at createabundancenow.net because Allie and I are going to hook you up.
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Have a warm day out there in Ohio, and I will talk to you soon.
Sounds great.
Great. And I'm going to wrap up here. Everybody, join me next week when my special guest is Jonathan Harrison. He's going to talk with us about a book called We Are All One. He's a medium, he's a psychic, and he's just an amazing man. We are all one. So join us on the 25th of February and have a fabulous Valentine's Day. Thank you so much. Bye.